Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank the members of the media for joining us quickly this evening. I'm joined this evening by Buffalo Police Commissioner Alfonso Wright, Deputy Police Commissioner Patrick Overdorf, Chief of Detectives Craig Macy, and B District Chief Tom Champion. At approximately 7:55 this evening, Buffalo police officers were dispatched to Canal Side with after repeated calls of shots fired in the location. I want to thank the members of the Buffalo Police Department for their quick action. Officers arrived on scene within 90 seconds. Obviously, we all know what takes place out here at Canal Side. It's a busy time of the year. A lot of people down here for different events taking place. So I want to thank the members of the Buffalo Police Department for arriving on scene so quickly. Upon arrival, Buffalo Police did identify two individuals were shot. At this time, both are believed to have sustained non-life-threatening injuries. Preliminary information indicates that this was a targeted incident. All that was recovered on scene has led the Buffalo Police Department to believe that it was targeted in nature. The two victims are a 23-year-old male who was shot multiple times and transported to ECMC. The other victim is a 19-year-old male who was shot once in the leg and was transported to Kenmore Mercy via a private vehicle. Buffalo police have secured DNA evidence and video surveillance evidence here at Canal Side and the surrounding areas, which will assist them in their investigation. I want to be very clear, this is very early on in the investigation, so what the information we have and we can release at this time is limited, but I did want to come out and let people of Buffalo know that we are on top of the incident, we are looking into it, the investigation is underway. And to discuss that investigation a little bit more at this time, I'd like to welcome to the podium the Chief of Detectives, Craig Mason.
Thank you, Mayor. As the mayor stated earlier, that detectives responded after being called by patrol for a double non-fatal shooting. The detectives have since been able to recover a significant amount of video evidence as well as some DNA, which we will submit to the Erie County Central Police Services lab. We have since been able to gain a direction of flight that the suspects took. There was two suspects. There is still videos that were captured. That is ultimately going to be pushed out to the media if it hasn't already. We are looking for any assistance in identifying those two subjects that were involved in this. And again, as the mayor said, given the information that we have, that was we believe that this is a targeted shooting. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief Macy. Again, I want to thank the members of the Buffalo Police Department for their swift action this evening, coming down here, securing the area, making sure that things settled down very quickly. Again, a lot of people in the area considering the beautiful weather and the attraction the Canal Side is. So I want to thank thank the men and women of the police department for their swift action this evening. With that, we can open it to any questions.
Sounds like there were two shooters. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
And no one's been taken into custody?
At this time, no.
The reports of a machete or other knife, is it just guns that were involved in this?
Yes, sir. That's what we're looking for.
Just guns?
The firearms, yes.
And I'm sorry, did you recover the weapons?
No, sir. We recovered shell casings.
It's been amazing what Canal Side has turned into. I mean, I was just here last night, and there's just people really enjoying it. I even said to myself how amazing it is. What does this mean for the rest of the summer so we can keep Canal Side a great spot?
Yeah, I would tell you this, that since becoming mayor, we have increased patrols throughout this area and other areas of the city as well. Through here at Canal Side, down Erie Basin Marina, we have increased the patrols throughout here. It's actually the most heavily patrolled area of B District, and by that extension, possibly the entire city. So we have tremendous partners down here. We'll continue to do everything we can to make sure it's a safe location for people to come down. You mentioned you were here last night. It's a tremendous attraction for people. So we'll continue to do what we have to with the men and women of the Buffalo Police Department, working with the state down here at Canal Side and our other partners to make sure it's a safe place for everyone.
Is the police substation still active here at Canal Side?
Nope, it is not currently, but it is something that we have been discussing recently about possibly putting it in. We want to make sure that residents are comfortable coming down here. And down here at Canal Side, we're doing things in all of our neighborhoods throughout the entire city of Buffalo to make sure that our residents feel safe and then go out and do the things they want to in their neighborhoods on their commercial corridors. That's no different down here at Canal Side. And one of those things we have been discussing is the re-implementation of a substation.
Could you explain why that was proposed?
That was before I became mayor, so I couldn't speak to that exactly, but it's certainly something that we've been kicking around and discussing internally.
Do you have a message for parents? We're heading into more summer. This happens in Rochester. This happens in Buffalo. The weather gets warmer. Crimes happen. What's your message for parents?
Yeah, unfortunately, it does happen sometimes, but we are taking every precaution that we can to make sure, whether it's Canal Side or any other area of the city of Buffalo, not just these major attractions, but our neighborhoods as well, are as safe as possible and people feel as comfortable as possible going out and enjoying the warmer weather that we're having right now. But here at Canal Side specifically, we'll continue to patrol at the levels we have. Chief Champion has the men and women of his district out here on a regular basis. Like I said, these patrols have increased here at Erie Basin Marina. It's the most heavily patrolled area within the district, and we'll continue to do that. But I would tell people, you know, this was a targeted incident. This isn't something that should detract them or scare them away from coming down here. I encourage them to come down here. It is a tremendous location to come down with your kids. I come down here with my wife and my kids, so I would encourage people to do the same.
Are you able to say how old the victims were, these teenagers?
I believe one was a 23-year-old man, one was a 19-year-old man.
You said you recovered Casey.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.